Hello.
Hello.
Jeffrey?
Yes.
Hi, Jeffrey. My name is German. I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm calling regarding a survey. It's on the topic of your schools in Providence, and your opinion is very important. May I have like 5 minutes of your time to participate?
Sure.
Please. Thank you so much. So, Jeffrey, are you in a safe place to talk? You're not driving, correct?
I'm not driving. Nope.
Perfect. Thank you. Awesome. So you continue in English, and you are in a safe place. And you are in the state of Rhode Island, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you within Providence or are you outside of Providence?
Providence,
thank you.
In Providence.
Thank you. And is your zip code 02906?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your home employed by a newspaper, television, or a radio station, or for a political party or candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. And you or anyone in your household, a member of, or a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or a university, or a member of a teacher's union association?
No.
Thank you. And I don't need your birth date. I just need the year you were born to have on record that I did speak to somebody over 18. What is the year that you were born?
67.
Thank you. You do sound very young. You're a lot younger than that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I just had a kid. I just had a guy who I thought he was in his 80s, in his literally 80s. I'm not kidding. And he said he's born in 1993. I was like, huh? I didn't say anything else. In my mind, I was like, that's the first. I mean,
yeah.
Serious. I don't know. Maybe he had something in his throat or something, but he sounded really old. Maybe he lied to me. I don't know. So, yeah. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic Latino or any Spanish-speaking background?
Actually black.
Did you say you're actually black? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You sound far away. Thank you. Now, what was some... Okay.
Go ahead.
But I can hear you. It's just...
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. And what was the last grade that you completed in school? Graduated from college, some college, graduated from high school, some high school, or some grade school?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. And how many children, if any, do you have living in your household who are 18 or younger from who you are the parent or a guardian?
None.
None, thank you.
None.
Now, I'm going to read you a list, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of public, various public officials and organizations as well. So please tell me as I read each one of these, in your opinion, if they're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if a name I say you do not know much of about them, just let me know so we can skip it. Now, the first one would be the City of Providence School Board. Favorable or unfavorable?
Not sure.
Not sure, okay. The Mayor, Brett Smiley. Favorable, unfavorable?
Unsure.
I'm sorry?
Unsure.
Unsure. Okay.
Yes.
Right, that is. The Rhode Island Department of Education. Are you favorable towards them or unfavorable?
The Rhode Island Board of Education. I wouldn't say I'm super favorable of them.
So, I mean, the only two that you can opinion on would be...
I think Providence has the worst school system, so what should I say about that?
Well, in that case, then they're very unfavorable.
Unfavorable.
You think of them? Yes.
Yep.
If you say that, okay. Alrighty. That was a Department of Education in the whole Rhode Island, so very unfavorable, correct? Is your point of view towards them?
Not the complete Rhode Island. I would say in Providence, Rhode Island. Providence
schools. Oh, okay, so the next one was, the next one is the City of Providence Schools, but in referring to the Superintendent Javier Montañez, do you know him or much of him?
No.
So don't want to comment if you're favorable towards him or not. Okay.
Yeah, no comment.
So then, yeah, the other one was just strictly, I mean, the whole entire state. So then... Would change it from very unfavorable?
I think the state have. No, I think I'm kind of favorable. I think Cranston and Warren.
So somewhat favorable. when it comes to the complete state.
Yeah.
Okay.
Favorable.
Thank you. So to the entire state, somewhat favorable. So there actually is not one just for the Providence. It's just the City of Providence School Board, but that's the, you don't know much of them. And the right. Next one would be the Governor, Dan McKee. Favorable, not favorable, unfavorable, or never heard of?
Don't have too much of an opinion on that one.
Okay, and the last one would be the teachers' unions.
Teachers'
very
unions
favorable. This would be just the Providence.
I think
from just Providence.
I think teachers are underpaid, so that's the unfavorable.
So then somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, the next list of five would be various educational institutions. Again, please tell me as I read each of one of these if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable, or very unfavorable. Now, again, if I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me and I'll go ahead and go on to the next one. So the first one would be the Magnet Schools in Providence. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. The Innovation Schools in Providence.
Not sure.
Okay, so never heard of or not much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, public.
Not familiar with.
Excellent. No problem. Now, the next one will be the public charter schools in Providence.
I love the charter schools. Like the
so very favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. The private and parochial schools in Providence.
Don't know too much about the private schools.
Okay, not a problem. Or the church schools, either?
The which ones?
So the private and the ones that are from churches, the parochial ones, don't know any? Okay.
I don't know too much about them, no.
Okay, not a problem. And the last one, not a problem, thank you. And the last one would be the traditional public schools in Providence.
I think the traditional schools, I think there's
something fishy going on.
Unfavorable.
So
unfavorable.
So very, very unfavorable or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Now the next topic, the next thing is that, and what are some of the reasons, in your opinion, whatever you tell me, for your very favorable opinion of the public charter schools in Providence, in your opinion, why do you feel very favorable? Mm-hmm.
I feel favorable to the charter schools because I think they pay special attention to it, and I had a granddaughter that graduated from a charter school. So I think, but the Providence system, the school itself, I think that the education and the amount that they pay the teacher doesn't allow them to really want to teach, you know, the way that they should. And I don't think that they have the resources they should have in a regular city school in Providence.
Got it.
So
thank you so much for your opinion.
More money. Uh-huh.
More money into the other types of institutions.
Right.
Okay. Or also including this type of institution, the charter one.
Right. They need to put more into the charter schools and to the Providence, and especially into the Providence schools.
Okie dokie. So. Thank you for your opinion. I just wrote all this down because it needed to be written down in this comment box. Thank you so much. Now, would you say that public education in Providence is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Providence on the wrong track?
I think people are paying attention to it now, so I have to say it's on track. It's on the right track.
Okay, on the right. So they're headed in the right direction then, in your opinion?
They're headed, in my opinion, they are starting to head in the right direction. Yeah.
Okay, thank you much. Now, how important do you think that it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Do you think that the local public schools in Providence need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I think they need to change a lot.
A lot. Okay. Thank you. And from what you have heard, do you oppose or favor in increasing the number of charter schools here in Providence? Are you strongly favored towards that? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
You strongly oppose.
Thank you.
I strongly oppose, yes.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Now, I'm going to read you a list of some words or phrases, okay, so some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. So this is just on public charter schools. So for each of these phrases or words, Jeffrey, tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or does not describe them at all on the specific phrase or word that I'm about to read to you. The first one would be that they serve mostly students of color. You think that that phrase describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well, thank you. That they serve mostly low-income students.
Yes.
Somewhat well, or describes them very well?
Very well.
Thank you. That they are public schools. Does that describe them very well?
You said
or
they
somewhat
are
well.
What?
That they are public schools. Meaning they're not private. You believe it describes it very well or somewhat well?
Very well.
Thank you. That they are open to all. Describes them very well or describes them somewhat well? Or not describe them at all? Thank you. And that they are non-profit type of schools. Does that describe them very well? Thank you. And that they are also a tuition-free. Very well, or somewhat well, or okay. And the last one is that they help improve the entire public school system. Describes them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe them well, or does not describe them at all?
Does not describe them all.
At all? Or just does not describe them well?
Let me make sure I'm answering that right.
So, that they help improve the entire public school systems. So basically by saying, like, because of their existence, in some way or another, they're helping other schools improve. A different way of saying it. Do you think
I kind of agree with that.
Somewhat. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you much. Now, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools became more favorable, less favorable, or has not, or is it not changed one way or another to you?
Has not changed one way or another.
Thank you. Now, Jeffrey, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for them? Or it would not make an effect on your vote?
More likely to vote for them.
Thank you. Now, which one or two pieces of information I'm about to read make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Now, the first one would be, so I'm going to read you like seven of them, and you can choose one or two, and if you chose one before I finish all of them, we'll stop right there. So the first one would be that the charter schools give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, or also are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, that are managed independently from local school districts, that they support different learning styles, are free and open to all children, encourage more parent input and involvement, or none of these, or all of them, or
all
which
one?
All of them? Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, moving on, the state took over the Providence Public School Districts in 2019, and are responsible for managing the city's schools. The city of Providence schools. Do you approve or do you disapprove, Jeffrey, of the state taking over of the Providence Public Schools District, including the state assuming control of the school budget, programs, and personnel of the district's 41 schools? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, lean towards disapprove, or somewhat disapprove? Or you strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Which one of the following statements comes closer to your point of view about the city school, about the city's public schools next year? That they should remain under the state control until more improvements have been made, or that they should be returned to local control in Providence given the improvement in these schools over the last few years?
They should stay under the state until things improve.
So the first one, right?
Yeah.
The state, so, okay. The next one is, the city of Providence will be investing $500 million in school buildings. Which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority of this money? Do you think that the funds should be used to build new schools, or the funds should be used to repair and fix existing schools, school buildings?
I think it should go into fixing new existing school buildings.
Okay, thank you. So these funds should be used to repair and fix existing school buildings. Okay, so you lean towards that one. Okay, thank you. Now, if you learned that in the last few years, the number of students in Providence City Schools have dropped from 24,000 to 19,000. Which comes closer to your point of view? Providence should have fewer schools than today, but build newer schools with better facilities, or Providence should keep the number of schools we have today and keep students closer to their homes?
I think they should build better facilities.
Okay. Thank you. And how much have you seen, have you read, or heard that starting next year, Providence voters will once again be able to vote to elect some of the members of the city's school board? Have you heard a lot, some, a little, only a little, or nothing?
Nothing.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to ask you three more questions, and these are just for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, a retired person, or unemployed looking for a job?
Employed.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? I'm sorry?
Democrat.
A strong one, a not-so-strong one, or a lean Democrat?
I don't know. I was raised in a Democrat family, so I have to say strong.
Okie dokie. Thank you. And the last one is, how would you describe your economic circumstances, Jeffrey? Would you say that is you're low income, working class, or middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
I would say middle class.
Thank you. Jeffrey, this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation on this survey. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and also a happy new year to you, man. Take care.
Happy new year to you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jeffrey. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.